What's good, y'all, and welcome to episode 4 of the Seasonal Section, the only standalone podcast here on Rosemary Media where we gather around to discuss whatever we feel like discussing, including but not limited to snacks, stonks, and streaming services. Today, as we are recording this podcast, it is Wednesday, December 15th, and today is National Cupcake Day. Matt, pick a frosting flavor.
Oh, man, on the spot.
Pick a frosting flavor.
Eggnog.
Sean, pick a cake flavor.
Vanilla.
Okay, so everybody has to make vanilla.
Actually, vanilla eggnog cupcake, that'd be awesome.
Great. Yeah, sounds good.
Hot take. Cupcakes suck.
Why?
No, I would agree.
Wait. Do you think cakes suck?
No, cake's fine.
See, I'm the opposite.
I'm not a big cake guy. Either,
I'm the opposite though. Because when you have a cupcake, it's one single standalone perfect thing.
So it's so hard to eat.
So my buddy Ted Swan's mom, actually, who bakes like stuff for people locally, did eggnog cupcakes last year, and they were phenomenal.
So my issue is, I feel like this is gonna. I'm gonna tell you a story to lead into what my point is.
Okay.
So when Megan, every time she gets coffee, right, she's always pissed because they put in too much half and half. She wants just a tiny splash, the tiniest splash.
Like quarter.
And when
quarter.
They do it for her, they just flood it in there and it tastes awful and it's super like white looking and she hates it. So it's the same thing with cake. When you get a cake, you're at a birthday party or something and someone else is cutting the cake, you say just a small piece, but they always give you a fucking big piece. Right. And you don't want that much. Or at least with cupcakes, you're
But a cupcake is like, it is a full bite of just frosting before you even get to the cake.
Yeah. So, but here's how I feel, though.
Who's frosting it, Sean?
When you have...
I mean, most
you take the wrapper off and you eat it from the side.
Yeah, but there's still just a lot of frosting.
Big, and it's so hard to get the perfect bite. I mean...
Well, then why can't you put it on a plate and eat it with a fork like you would a cake?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you should do. If they made that socially acceptable, I'm a little bit more into it.
And I would actually knife the frosting all the way around it.
Yeah.
And in the times of COVID, isn't it better to not be serving?
Here's what I appreciate, though, about a cupcake is that it is one entire piece of art. Whereas, like, with a cake, but you know what I mean, though? Like, when somebody, somebody makes that experience, if somebody's, like, really good at making cupcakes, I'm talking, like, you know, somebody who's, like, high level and, like, this is, you're getting, like, a big cupcake or whatever, like, it is one entire experience perfectly done, decorated, and everything that you're getting. If you're getting a
Welcome
slice
to
of
dessert,
cake,
boys. The yeah. only standalone dessert pot.
Yeah, if you're getting a slice of cake, it's unrecognizable.
It's also National Cat Herders Day. Kevin, you have 4 of them. So, you know, when feeding time comes around, you herding those little bastards around?
Yeah, I knew this because my boss has a calendar that he rips off every day and it tells him what next day is. And he told me yesterday that today was National Cat Herding Day. So I've already been picked on for that, guys.
Okay, but did you herd them?
Do I herd them? No, you can't herd cats. That's why the saying is, like herding cats. You can't do it.
And on this day, in the year 2000, Dude, Where's My Car? Debuted in theaters.
Whoa.
Nice. Wow.
Anybody else love that movie in the same way that I did?
I don't remember.
Describe the way that you love it, because I love it sort of ironically, I think.
So, my best friend Garrett at the time, he made his brother take us to Video Loft so we could rent it. He had speakers all in the back seat of his car, so he rode in the trunk all the way there to get it. Rented it, came back to his house and watched it and got a notebook so we could take notes and how they acted during the movies so that we could be just like them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That explains
stupid like Jesse and Chester. Yeah.
That reminds me of when Sean Sylvester came over to my house when we were 10 years old and we watched Mortal Kombat and he wrote down who won all the fights in Mortal Kombat because then he would know who to play in the video game.
Growing up, I had a book of... So I have played with wrestling action figures. Of course I did.
Yeah, of course.
And I had a book where like I made pay-per-views each month. So, like, I would have this person versus this person. And I had storylines in my head of, like, why they were, like, going on and facing each other the following year or following month. And, yeah, I think I still have them. They're upstairs somewhere. But you can flip through and see, like, the card would be there. And the day of the event, that Sunday, I would just circle who won each one. And act out the matches, obviously, with the action figure.
Publish it.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Christmas is only a week away. Not even. Is it a week?
Hey, what are we drinking?
10 days.
It's a week. Yeah. We've got hella Christmas beers.
Away.
We've got hella Christmas beers to try. We've got festive conversations and all that. So what are we starting with? What do we got here?
This is Trogues Independent Brewing, the Mad Elf. It's a holiday ale brewed with cherries and honey. Purchased at Bottle Caps in Watertown, New York.
Mm. Mm. Shout out
Bottle Caps.
All right.
Sponsoring
cheers,
this episode,
yeah.
Right?
Cheers.
Yeah. Our cheers. New sponsor. Shout out to our new cheers. Sponsor.
Salome.
Follow him on Instagram.
Solid.
Oh, fantastic.
Solid.
Tastes like Christmas.
It's,
it does. It tastes like Christmas. It's like 11%, but it doesn't taste like it needs to be.
Mm.
So it's almost like the barley wine kind of thing.
You notice, though, all cherry on the back end. Mm-hmm. Like, after it settles, it's all cherry.
I felt that go through me already.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
In a good way?
when's the last time you saw a doctor?
Gotta go.
What's coming down the chimney?
Woof.
Matt, while we sip on these, you attended what might be the very last TID this season in Buffalo. It
might be
the
very last concert, probably last super TID. Spreader event. Yeah. So let me talk about that, though.
No, hold on. Everybody was vaccinated / tested.
Yeah. So I'll talk about that, though. You know, when I went to this show, it was proof of vaccination or free rapid on-site COVID testing. Mm-hmm. So everybody in there was either vaccinated or tested negative. And actually, even if you were vaccinated, you could optionally also test for free.
And you had to wear masks.
You were supposed to, but people did not.
It luckily, is hard to mosh with a mask.
Luckily, I was looking down on the Gen Pop that were all moshing without their masks.
Yeah, you had those box seats, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Does that hot COVID air rise?
Man, I remember back in the day, like, kids that like to mosh used to love to wear like a bandana, like an outlaw or something. Like, just bring that back.
Yeah. So I will say this. It was so much fun. I mean, absolute just carnage. Knocked Loose.
Yeah, how was Knocked Loose?
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. I mean, just they are it's tough because, like, on one hand, you can't say that they're better than Every Time I Die, because at that show, as a homecoming Buffalo show, obviously the kids just go insane. But kids also went insane for Knocked Loose. It's just, man. And Knocked Loose is just so good. And I think one of the things that's, like, nice about Knocked Loose is they're, like, young. And when you look on stage, you're like, that looks like my friend's band. You know what I mean? But they also just absolutely crush everyone at the same time. So, like, it's interesting. Whereas, like, Every Time I Die, they're, like, good-looking, seasoned dudes that are in their late 30s now at this point, you know? So,
Did Glasshouse play this year?
No. Circa Survive played. Kids went crazy for Circa, which was great. Some of the other bands were Spirit Box, who's really good. So, you know, obviously there's a little drama with Every Time I Die, but they're going to be doing direct support on the Under Oath tour with Spirit Box.
Are they, though?
Under Oath is, well, that's a, you know, the question, right? But it's a massive tour. Like, here's the thing is, Under Oath is huge, bigger than Every Time I Die.
Yeah.
At the same time, if Every Time I Die doesn't play that they're such a big band that there's absolutely kids who aren't going to go.
Right. You know? I feel like even if the decision has been made that they aren't going to continue touring after this, they can't announce that until they have a replacement, which is probably the issue right now.
You know what, though? At the same time, who knows? Because in 2021, nobody ever really breaks up. So, like, it could just be a thing where it's just, like, a bunch of bands where it's, like, cool. Like, yeah, we basically just play festivals and big events for, you know, we do it 3 or 4 or 5 times a year, and we just make our cash.
Yeah,
and,
but,
you know.
But also, from reading some of that stuff, it really does sound like Jordan and Keith want nothing to do with each other.
Maybe,
but I mean, who knows? I don't obviously know them personally.
Yeah, but
so.
the money's too good. I think that's on that same hand. It's like, you know, and they've all got side projects too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Andy's a pro wrestler. Jordan's an artist. Yeah. There is also what is it? The Damn Things. It's there's other things that they can do. At the same time, they could also just make, you know, $30,000 plus or whatever per show and just do it a handful of times a year and get along, you know, because there's money involved. And even then, that being said, even with the drama that you see on, the drama that you see on social media, like, that didn't necessarily come out on stage. The only thing it was massive, you know, and like, Keith came out during Knocked Loose set, did a thing, like, big hug, like, afterwards and stuff. So, like, it's all good. However, I will say this, compared to 2 years ago when we saw E-Tid at TID the season, it was
chemistry's
like,
off.
I would say the only thing that was different compared to 2 years ago. 2 years ago when they played, I think, Map Change, like, literally Jordan was just, he crowd surfed all the way to the back of the room while he was still playing guitar. And it was like it went on for like 15 minutes. It was huge. It was massive. This year, night two, they all, you wouldn't necessarily be able to tell on stage until there was no encore. The last song ended, and then that was done. Yeah. And everybody was just like, that's not, you know.
somebody told me they were watching, like, Instagram stories about it or something, and it looked like Andy just had, like, a mask on the whole time and never, like, really... Like he was almost like sulking while he was playing, was what this person said.
Boy, that's I mean, he was on the opposite side of the stage, but
the videos I saw from what you posted looked like Andy was on the far side, Jordan is in the front, and Keith was in the middle.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's where the drama is, and they were all like incredibly separate from
But like
each
what's
other.
Wild though is
that's also just kind of a setup. So
yeah, but social I mean distancing. At the same at the same time though, like the bass players coming, like they're all like weaving in with each other, headbanging together. Like it all, I mean, it was a massive, awesome show. But
who's their drummer now? Is it the guy from Between the Buried and Me?
I don't know that, to be honest with you. But anyway, it was an awesome show. It was really good. And the wrestling was awesome.
Of course it was.
There was a Thin Man Every Time I Die beer.
Which you did not steal and bring with you?
Oh, I did not, because they were $13 a beer.
Yeah, but you sell that on eBay, dog. A beer from the very last Tid the Season, it was super, Every Time I Die's last show.
It was super... The taste of it was super beery beer, which makes sense, but it was like ultra beer, you know? So.
Yeah. I mean, they probably beer just ultra. Poured Bud Lights into
no, cans. It was like, it was a really flavorful, like a really flavorful beer. Yeah. Like you could tell it was like a quality taste. Yeah.
All right, guys. So the main thing I want to talk about in this podcast, since it is Christmas time, is something that we brought up on a January episode in 2019, I think. We didn't do a Christmas episode that season or that year because we just couldn't find the time to do it.
Yeah.
We talked about the idea that a Santa Claus canon doesn't exist. There's so many different movies and TV shows that all handle the Santa situation differently. And I feel like we need somebody to pin down exactly how this whole operation works. You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to step in this episode. One by one, we're going to tackle these topics and we're going to figure out what the canon of Santa Claus should be that everybody needs to follow going forward.
Because this is something we had to explain to Sean a couple years ago, can you establish what canon means? Because I know Sean had questions about that, and I don't think he's alone in that.
It's what's real. It's
what counts.
What counts. Like this is how Santa works, and there's not like a bunch of different ways. Like the canon in Marvel is just like, in Marvel, it's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like that's all canon with each other, but like a different Marvel movie that exists outside of the MCU, that's not canon. Coming soon.
When Disney bought Star Wars, I'm pretty sure they said that all the books,
books were,
and the other stuff,
non-canon.
So some things are canon, meaning it follows the current timeline that's currently going on. Some things are not canon, which means it just exists on its own. Which DC, I mean, is a full thing of that. Where as of right now, we know that like the Aquaman movies and that Batman movie with Ben Affleck, that's all canon to the Justice League and like all the DC that's going on there. But Joker is not canon to that. The new Batman movie is not canon to that. So it's
now. I think we looked this up last time too. Doesn't the word derive from when they were putting the Bible together and there was like the King James Version or whatever, because they were deciding what's canon, like what stories in the Bible were basically real.
Yeah,
or
and I think
applicable.
It's important that we establish Santa Claus canon before religious canon ever gets established, because they're, I mean, 2,000 years in, they still haven't figured that shit out.
Wow.
So all right, Santa Claus canon. Now it's important to point out here that what we're going to present to you is all opinion-based, everyone around this table. However, you should take this as gospel. This is Santa Claus canon after this.
Nobody else has done this, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I guess everybody tries to. Like, when the Santa Claus came out, when Disney released the Santa Claus, they were trying to establish that as canon.
Yeah.
But when, you know, then Disney releases Twas the Night as a Disney Channel original movie, it doesn't follow the same shit. You know, it works differently.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if he shrinks going down the chimney, or if he shrinks the presents and then enlarges them when he gets inside. It's all a mess. So
we've done the research. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to establish it tonight. And if anyone has a problem with that, start your own podcast.
I mean, I've been researching this since I came out of the womb, really. Yeah. You know what I mean? You came out and you were just like,
where's Santa?
I'm going to watch this Christmas movie. I'm going to listen to this Christmas song. And they're all telling different stories. But first and foremost, I feel like in order for this to work, we have to agree that magic is real and Santa Claus is a wizard, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I put something?
Because you have to just like, if something sounds like it doesn't make sense, you have to be like, but magic. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Totally. And so, and I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself compared to your list here or whatever, but I don't believe that stories in regards to like, say, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, right? Like how like this human basically becomes Santa. I don't buy that, because I don't think that his mortal body would be able to take hitting all those houses in a single night. So I'm of the mindset that Santa is a spiritual wizard sort of being, and not and almost entirely separate from the mortal realm.
So he is immortal. We should establish
that. Immortal.
That's the question I have here. Right. Is Santa Claus eternal? Like, does he? Is it one Santa that just exists forever?
I'm gonna go with yes.
See, I don't know if I like that because, like, wouldn't you just get fucking sick of it eventually? Like, living forever has got to be just, like, eventually you're just, like, put me down. You know what I mean? And in that scenario, like, you...
But you're giving joy
but
every year.
But nothing can live forever. Okay, so, in that scenario, like, do you go a Noel route? Like, in Noel, which we just watched, you have, you know, your child that's born, and that is the...
Yeah, I don't like that.
So,
yeah.
But here's the thing is, you're looking at that through the lens of a human. A human would get to that put me down point. What if it's joy that sustains him? No. You know, as a different being. This,
like an elf, the spirit meter.
Yeah, this celestial
his
entity.
His joy meter just
keeps
him alive.
So I want to make a motion. I want to make a motion that Santa Claus is not suicidal.
Yes. Okay, so then I feel like to establish that then, that he is just living his life every single year, and he is doing the same thing every single year, delivering these presents, and he never wants to die. What does he do outside of the Christmas season? Does he freeze himself throughout the entire year? And that's why he wants to keep living because he's only alive for like December through January? Or is he legit going on vacay and this dude's just chilling the entire time throughout the year and he's living every single year?
He's got a factory of elves.
Yeah, this is a big
operation. Think about how many presents he's got
to
make.
He's a business to run.
Yeah.
You can't slack on that
shit. So we are saying Santa Claus is...
Christmas night, that is his vacation.
Yeah.
He's so fuck all of you. I'm leaving.
He is an eternal...
I'm taking everything with me.
An eternal, invincible, just being, not human.
Right.
Being human? What are we saying?
Maybe he's like the Eternals in Marvel's Eternals.
Right. Yeah.
He's
but
one of those.
But never gets sick of it, loves what he does, and he has been the same Santa since the beginning of time, and he will continue to be the same Santa forever.
Maybe Santa is the Flash. Or maybe the Flash is Santa.
But and has he been the same age forever?
That's what I'm saying. Like, did he grow up a child? Like, was he born a baby and then he just, like, you know, he got bit by a spider like Spider-Man did and he just became...
Will say this. Okay, so, right, I think he maybe started as a baby and then...
As most do.
Yeah, but my point is...
So he's a human.
I think he did start as a human baby, but then at some point he was locked in... I think the majority of Christmas origin, Santa origin stories...
He became one with the Christmas spirit.
He sold his soul to the Christmas spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was forever...
He still has to go...
Eternalized.
Oh, dark Christmas Lord, take me now.
He still has to go through the hero's journey. You know, the thing where a hero is born from a personal tragedy. So there's
maybe
something
he was
there.
Suicidal. So, and then gave his soul up to the Christmas spirit.
Wow.
How old...
And now it's just pure joy.
A young Santa slathered in goat's blood.
How old is he?
Reindeer
what
blood.
Age was he when this eternalness began, and what age is he forever? Like, what... We see him with white hair.
I mean,
but
he's looking like he's in the 70s.
I think most 70s, origin
imagine
stories...
Imagine being 75 forever.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but he's like a vampire where, like, he heals so quickly or whatever that... So he probably just goes to... kids' houses and sucks a little bit of their blood.
The cookies.
Sidebar.
Is Santa a vampire?
Sidebar. We're having all this vaccination problems. You know what I mean? The rates aren't as high as you want them to be. Why doesn't Santa team up with Pfizer and just fucking jab everyone's arm when he runs comes into their house? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slides down the chimney, drops a little presents down, and jabs all the unvaccinated.
Yeah. From naughty to
but
nice.
That's power that could get out of control.
Yeah.
So wait, we're saying 70s. Everyone's in agreement that he's in his 70s.
I'm saying he looks it.
How old is he then?
If he's 20 and looks like that, there's some fucking problems.
He's immortal. That was part of the deal, you know what I mean? Like, yes, you can live forever, but you're going to look 70 years old.
So it's like he's trapped in the body of a
70-year-old? If he's eternal, does he really feel 70? He may look 70, but he can feel agile.
Yeah,
he's like a billion years old.
Kevin, I have an idea. What if he ages that much each year? It's like a rebirth kind of thing, like a cycle. He starts each year as a baby and like grows up.
Just Benjamin Buttons
Santa.
In a year.
Wow. Yeah. Around December 1st, he's just approaching 69, then he hits 70, delivers the presents, and then right back down in January
right back
1st.
Down to baby.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Not baby Jesus. That's not the same thing. Jesus is the
Father
Santa.
Time. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know that he babies up because... I think
babies down.
Yeah,
babies down.
I think, I think straight up on Boxing Day, homies, just like, we got to prepare for next year. You know?
Yeah. I think he's a business owner. I think he's been alive for several thousand years. Right. I think he sustains himself on joy and happiness. And I think that he is an immortal wizard, probably not a vampire. I don't know if I'm really digging that one as much. Does he maybe kill like a few people?
He does. He's, do it all at night.
Yeah, that's true. I know he's probably killed a few people.
What about
definitely for
what
sure.
about
you don't move that quickly and not kill a few people,
right? Right. Yeah.
Things get in the way.
He just like took one or two planes down over there.
Shoot a reindeer in the head if they get out of control.
Yeah.
Rabies,
you know, how many reindeer has he put down?
What about Mrs. Claus? Is she in the same situation? Whatever serum he drank to live forever, did he give her a bit too? Or is she living, dying, and then he's just marrying again every single time?
Oof.
You know what I mean?
I don't think
is Santa out there just pimping it? You know what I mean?
I don't think like, she's as much of a player in this game.
Yeah, I don't think she's real.
So Mrs. Claus is not real.
That might be a front.
No, you heard it here first, guys. Kevin's a sexist.
No, I would actually say that Mrs. Claus is real. I think there's way too much lore backing the existence of Mrs. Claus.
Fair enough.
So there's an emoji of Mrs. Claus in her phones.
Then answer the question.
Just for today's culture.
That's female Santa.
Does she have does she have the same eternalness inside of her? Or is she just,
yeah, she does every December 26th.
Do you think that's like the number one thing like Santa likes to fuck?
Yeah.
After he gets home from delivering all those presents, the busiest, most exhausting night of his life, he's just like, let's go.
Yeah.
He's so horned up after delivering all those presents.
Yeah, he's
got some gifts to give.
But I have one more gift to give, honey.
Oh, no. I hope he wears a stocking.
Well,
I
smell like peppermint.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Did we come up with the Mrs. Claus then? Is she eternal or does he marry again?
I would say eternal.
So he gave her too.
If she exists, she's of the same, you know.
Also, if not, how is he finding a new Mrs. Claus every year?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean,
Tim
Allen came like this close to not being Santa anymore because he couldn't find the
Mrs. Claus.
There's not really anywhere you can run if you're at the North Pole.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So that follow up to the Mrs. Claus thing, children. Do they have children? Is Santa just snipped up and he can't have children? Like,
maybe
is that part of the deal?
Get a magical vasectomy.
No, but that's all the elves.
Because if he had children,
reproduce.
Why wouldn't he be giving them the serum too, so they would live forever? So he didn't have. They didn't have
We're
to die.
We're all his children.
Because he's greedy and he wants to be Santa forever.
So yeah, I think he snipped up. I think there's just like they can't have kids.
I don't think Mrs. Claus's vampire body can grow another child inside of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like her 70-year-old body. Like she can't have children.
Yeah. Actually, when she was locked in, it was past the time.
Yeah.
Cool. What happens if Santa decides he doesn't want to do it?
Doesn't exist.
The show must go on.
Christmas is over?
No. I'm saying that's not part of his thing. Like, he's going to keep doing it. But not even an option.
Okay.
That's probably canon. Like one badass elf that's like gun to head. You're getting on that sled. Yeah.
Do the elves live forever too? Are they eternal or are they new? No, they got to die, right?
They age slower,
He's making them.
Yeah, they all age. Yeah. Okay.
How many elves do you think are buried up there?
Not enough.
I think they got to cremate them. You know what I mean? They don't bury those elves.
They fuel the sled.
The ground is so hard in the North Pole. They just bury them under the snow, not even the ground.
No, he's running the furnace with elf corpses.
As global warming, like, you know, this earth warms up more and more, eventually their elf bodies are going to slide all the way into the rest of
the oceans.
They're
are
slipping
polluted.
Through Canada, and then they hit Maine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Milk and cookies. Is he really eating them in every single house?
Yeah, I think so.
Actually, you know what? Before we even get into the delivering process, that's a whole different beast.
Yeah,
Kevin.
You
came up with a list of rapid-fire Santa questions.
Oh, sure did.
Before we get to that,
let's go next beer. So, but anyways, while we
per
open
topic,
up...
Per topic, we're going to pour a beer.
While we open up the next one, Kevin has some rapid-fire Christmas Santa questions that we are going to address because he may clear up some things that we're going to talk about later on, and we can just get it out of the way now.
Mm. So what's this one?
Peppermint Porter.
By Smut Labs. Porter. It's got a...
Smut Labs.
What's his name there? Paul Bunyan on the label.
P-Bunny?
Full disclosure, I have had this before. I already have an opinion on it. So you guys go right ahead.
Okay, so I just smelled it. Catnip.
Oh.
That smells like catnip. It
smells like catnip.
Yeah.
It tastes amazing, though. I love peppermint. Yeah, that's really good.
Actually, I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Pretty good, right?
Ooh.
You did not say that last night.
Corey's face.
I'm indifferent. This smells and tastes like catnip.
So,
do you want to go get Maddie and see what she thinks?
How I feel about it is I don't think I can say that I like or dislike it. I just feel
that. You did not like it.
No.
You texted me last night and you're like, this isn't good.
It's not.
Guys,
this is a 7. This is a 7 because
it's. But I will say because of the season, I think it's very appropriate and it works.
Yeah.
Peppermint Had porter by Smut Labs.
Into the porter. Bomb.
Yeah.
Drink.
Guys, this tastes and smells like catnip. I've never eaten
Kevin, that's as why, a cat owner, do you agree?
No.
I was going to say, I don't agree either.
As
really?
A catnip ingester,
okay,
would you agree?
I wonder if this is like I wonder if this catnip. Is one of those
I smoked it a couple times.
Is that one of those olfactory mutations?
Yeah. The first time that I had this was, well, I was one day off of quarantine from having COVID. So.
Oh, shit. Oh. We didn't talk about the fact that Kevin had COVID.
Yeah, I did.
The first seasonal
section. Do you think Santa's going to get COVID this year?
What?
You think Santa will get Omicron?
No. Oh, Omicron? I'm sure.
Omicron?
Omicron?
Yeah. I'm sure. Omicron? I mean, it doesn't matter. He's eternal. He can't catch an illness.
He's a super spreader this year.
Yeah.
Did you imagine it? Santa gives it to literally everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's I had hope COVID. So. It's fine.
Can't taste peppermint.
Yeah, can't taste peppermint.
I see what you're saying. It's strictly this week only.
Yes.
Right.
And this day only.
I guess,
never drink this again.
That I guess
right. until next year.
Trying to convey
right.
when we were talking the other night is like, it's not good.
If you had a fridge full of this, you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
it's like on par with like the seasonal seltzers that we try.
Yeah. So the point being, it's not good. It's not something to necessarily seek out outside of.
Right. But Kevin, Christmas what's the name season? Of this podcast?
It's really good.
The seasonal section.
And this is seasonal as all hell. You know what I mean?
It
just fits the theme. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
What
it is.
If right. somebody had a fridge full of this?
I kind of
like
it.
Psychopath. All right. So
would you leave?
Rapid fire Santa questions. Let's
rapid
go.
Fire Santa questions. Now, again, these are all opinion based. Some of these questions are yes or no. Some are either mm-hmm. or. Some are just a really quick one.
You realize it's not going to be rapid fire unless we all agree.
No,
with
no,
the
no.
answer.
I'm asking one of you each. I have.
Oh,
you
got
each
you.
Get
okay.
six questions.
Okay. Cool,
okay? Six, six, six.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mark of the Feast. Seasonal section.
And on Christmas,
I know.
Kevin.
I know. The order is going to go Sean, Matt, Corey, and then. But I'll call it.
Got you. Got you.
All right. So, again, just to establish, these are all opinions. However, this is set in stone. Whatever the answers are here, I'm sorry. If Sean answers something, you two can't disagree. This is canon now.
Until we continue with the podcast and dissect all of it.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're doing this early because a couple of them you almost got to here.
Right,
but
right.
Anyway, here we go. Sean, how does he like his steak cooked?
He'd be a medium.
Fair enough. Matt, what does he listen to in the sleigh? Podcasts or music?
I think he listens to weather reports.
Good call. Corey, what's his favorite vacation spot?
His favorite vacation spot? Oh my God, it's got the whole entire world. Isn't there like a Hawaii Christmas song?
Mela Kaliki Maka?
Yeah, exactly. It's Hawaii. Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Hawaii. All right, Sean, boxers or briefs?
Ooh. He's a briefs guy.
Briefs, okay.
Ugh.
Wow. Ugh. Matt, how does he take his coffee?
He's fucking 70.
But there's so many pictures of Santa just chilling in boxers.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's just a thing that exists on the internet.
Yeah,
you know
how does
I mean?
He take his coffee?
Sweet with a lot of sugar.
Okay. Corey, is he a dog or a cat guy?
Ooh, turtle.
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 At the North Pole?
This. I can't refute this. This is canon.
It's okay. He's a dog. He's got like a husky. You know what I mean? That he rides around the North Pole.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sean, answer. Does he play an instrument?
Hand drums.
Hand drums. Bongos?
Like on your thighs?
You got, you know, yeah.
Matt, in Santa's bedroom, carpet or hardwood?
Hardwood. Yeah. Carpet, no, like that like
Dick and Mrs. Claus, duh.
No. But that wall-to-wall carpeting is like a kind of a more like I don't know, like modern.
He's
thing.
An
like,
old guy though.
Yeah, exactly. So. No, it's a rustic. Like a my point is like he's more rustic. It's okay. Hardwood. It's hardwood.
I think just shaggy as all hell, man. Like he's living in the '70s.
His house was built in centuries ago.
Yeah,
he calls the living room the Davenport. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Corey.
That's a
Corey.
That's a blanket.
No, couch? That's a couch.
Yeah.
That's
a Davenport?
Yeah.
My grandma calls a Davenport like this little room they have off to the side of the kitchen.
No.
Your grandma probably has a fridge full of peppermint
the
porter.
The Davenport. Yeah.
All right. Corey, it's Christmas 2003. What does Santa put for his away message on AOL Instant Messenger? Christmas Eve.
2003.
Ish. Yeah.
Doing the damn thing. Space, 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 space. And the truth is if you slit my throat with my one last gasping breath, I'd have apologize for bleeding on your shirt.
Oh, I was really hoping you'd put a song lyric in there. Perfect. Sean, what's Santa's credit score?
Zero.
Nice. Nice. Matt, is he left-handed or right-handed? And can he throw a curveball?
As a right-hander, I would say he's actually a left-handy.
Ooh.
Because
technically... I'm with you. I think he's lefty, too.
As a righty, I'll say a lefty.
You know, only 10% of the world is left-handed, so that's a bold move.
Yeah, for sure.
Corey, what did he dress up as for Halloween last year?
Mm. Well, Santa Claus, I know the answer to this. Can I pass it to Matt?
Sure, but I'm not passing it back because these are in order.
That's fine. I want if he's got an answer, I want to know it. Go ahead.
Easter Bunny. There's beef. There's beef there.
Okay.
That wasn't worth it. I wish I would have thought
I wish you would have thought something. All right.
I would have said like Trump or something topical.
Not canon. Go ahead. What did he dress up as?
What did he dress up as? Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin. Sean, what is Santa going to do about climate change?
Ride the jet stream faster.
Nice.
He's really worried about it because those elves' bodies are just going to start slipping down into Canada, dude. Oh,
he doesn't care.
Would he have survived until the end of Game of Thrones?
We've established he's eternal.
Yeah, but would he have survived Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes because... I feel like he just has centuries of survival knowledge and magical. Yeah. Yep.
And Sam, you know.
All right.
Sam did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Corey, is Pete Davidson on the nice list?
The nice list. I feel like there's a, you know, I just watched Fred Claus the other day. And like, you know, the moral of that movie was that just like there's no nice kids and there's no bad kids. Everyone deserves a present. Everyone should get a present. And I like Pete Davidson, he's on the. I think it's not a nice and naughty list. It's a nice.
In naughty list.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You both get presents if you're nice or naughty, but like it's.
All right, here's the final round where I left the hardest questions. Sean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that he, Santa Claus, was Jack the Ripper?
Capital H, he?
Yeah.
So in all those books and stories...
they've never figured out who Jack the Ripper was it Santa Claus? Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to put it up there with like a 7.5.
Mm, all right.
I like this question because it spills into something I'm going to bring up here in a bit.
Matt, you know the lore that we've got into. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows you've been bad or good, right? Why didn't he stop 9/11?
That's okay.
First, I don't know about Jack the Ripper, but definitely the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah. Why didn't he stop 9/11, though?
The same reason he doesn't stop anything else that doesn't happen on December 25th.
All right. And finally, Corey, what's longer, his beard or his dick?
Ooh. I picture his dick kind of having a curve to the tip like a candy cane. Oh. You know what I mean?
Like, you think it's striped?
Like when he first enters Mrs. Claus, like he has to do it from the, they have to be standing side by side first and he slips it and then he has to turn with it. Wow. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Otherwise they just don't do it. Cause it's definitely candy cane shape.
So maybe that is why only
Corey,
once
again,
a year.
We're asking about length here. Mm-hmm.
And she puts on red lipstick and goes up like to give it the stripes of a candy cane.
Are you sure this is canon?
So which is longer, his beard or his dick?
Oh, his beard. I mean, that thing's tiny. It's a candy cane. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a candy cane, like 7-inch, 6.
That's huge. What are you talking about?
But if you actually pull the beard straight, though,
oh my God, even longer. That thing's going onto his belly button. You know what I'm saying? All
right, his dick goes up to his belly button.
Since that's the end of that, we have to jump into the question that you asked Matt, because that was a concern of mine. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. So many bad things in the world that happened, has happened, will happen. If he knows everything that's going on, why doesn't he come forward with the police and be like, oh, it's that guy. Oh, that's where he is. Like, he could solve everything.
It's not his place.
Yeah. Right.
His place is only to judge you on whether or not you're going to get a
present.
So
I was thinking about this in terms of, like,
you
know.
Do you think Bin Laden got a present?
Like, you know, like, Apple's, like, privacy.
Gave them.
You know, Apple's, like, Apple's privacy stuff, right? Where, like, Jesus. You know, Apple can't tell somebody, like, oh, this is where this person's phone is. We can't give you access to their phone because that's their code. That's their privacy. Yeah. I think it's the same thing where Santa, like, has to agree to just, like, yes, I can see what's going on, but like I'm not allowed to interfere.
Right? Like the Eternals.
Or he sees that you were sleeping, knows when you're awake, thing is all bullshit, and he can't do that.
Mm. But then how would he know who's naughty and nice? Or is he just giving presents to everyone? But then how would he know what you want? Not everyone writes a letter to Santa.
I mean, also, does everybody get a present?
I think you only
Do we get know that everybody gets a present?
I think you only get a present if you write a letter. If you don't, tell them what you want.
I honestly think you only get a present if you're not in a third world country.
I picture Santa chilling back on a lazy boy, and he's just like, you know, like, oh, why didn't you get
just
a present?
Just being realistic.
Fucking ask for one. You know
you
what I mean?
You should see the letter that my daughter wrote to Santa Claus this year. It's gibberish. I mean, I can't even read it, and I'm her dad.
I think it was your responsibility, Kevin, to make sense of it and send that off to the Claus.
She's in kindergarten right now, so
also, how many stamps to get to the North Pole?
I got her a present.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Nice. Well, you know about it. I told
you.
How many stamps to get to the North Pole?
I don't think stamps have to do with distance. Yeah,
and stamps don't matter either.
Stamps certainly matter in the post office.
No, they don't. It only matters as far as like weight of the letter. I don't think it matters as far as distance goes.
Yeah, but isn't it out of country?
Here's the deal. I've never sent a letter outside of the U.S., so I wouldn't know.
I can't put one stamp on something and expect it's going to be in Germany.
If you take...
here's 50 cents.
If you take
go
a letter...
Send this to fucking Santa.
Let's all try it. Everybody just write a letter to any country in the world and just send it off and see what happens.
Damn.
You can write a letter to Santa, address it to Santa, and draw the stamp on there, and the post office will take it. They're
and fucking
in on it.
Burn it.
They're in on the thing.
Oh, there's a documentary on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Where do they go?
I hope,
don't
you
they
know,
go?
They go to where Charlie's
that makes me want,
fucking
that makes
sorting
me
wanna,
that makes me want to work for the post office. You know? I want to be the guy that works at the post office and receives all the Christmas letters, you know? I'd love to read. Every night you come home and just rip through these letters and see what all these kids want.
This fucker.
But then you get to that sad one that's just like, my mom was laid off and like we really don't have any food and
so,
it's like, fuck.
Okay, here's the thing is the elves are focused on the things. I think Santa's working on some of those more like deeper like relationship type issues.
I'm glad you brought this up, Matt, because I want to talk about what goes on in the North Pole as far as these elves are concerned, because so many things that people ask for.
Do you think they're union?
So many things people ask for nowadays are licensed
sensitive
products.
Subject up there.
Yeah. Are elf teamsters.
Are licensed products. So
hey,
if
Santa.
Are licensed products. So if somebody is asking for an iPad, a certain video game, you know, a PS5, if they're asking for those things, why? How do those elves able to make those gifts? Do they license them out to Sony? They say, hey, we need this many PS5s this year, and then they take care of, like, navigating them, or do they have permission to make the same product and have to follow these instructions on how to do it?
My 5-year-old the other day told my dad, so her grandfather, that they...
Shout out Tom. What's up, Tom?
What up, Tom? How did she phrase it? Santa doesn't make anymore. He shops. So I think
they just robbed him.
The mythology changes.
At North Pole.
Because
at
the end of the day, everything is licensed. You know what I mean? Whether it's Little Tykes or Sony or, you know what I mean, Apple, like, they're all licensed, so, like, what can they really make themselves?
You get an iPad, not an iPad.
But it's true, like, kids don't want, like a whistle anymore or something that you could just make, you know?
Times are tough for Sydney. He's got to
I think maybe
rob,
they have certain contracts that say they can make certain things, like, I don't know who makes baseball bats. Rawlings probably makes baseball bats. Maybe
fucking
they have
trees.
Maybe they have an agreement with them, or they do help out during that time to like keep up with the demand or whatever. Right. There's certain things they do make in the factory, but so much of it.
Do you think they need
they outsource?
Outsource?
Yes, I'm saying. I think they outsource so much of it. Why is there, you know, supply chain issues right now? Because
Santa.
You know, those elves are just outsourcing everything they need.
So to go along with the peppermint porter that we've been drinking, I brought some candy cane Peeps.
Can I drop it in the porter, let it soak inside of it, and then eat it?
Yeah, Peeps are terrible.
You're going to do one.
Oh, I love
and,
Peeps.
And, you know, you'll
appreciate. You want to hear my psychopath preference of the day?
Yes.
I prefer Peeps when you leave them out for a couple days and they get hard.
Oh, you're a fucking animal.
Psychopath preference of the day.
The soft one, it's fine, but like I wish it was a little harder.
Oh,
Mrs. Claus.
This is like a mouthwash marshmallow.
Yeah, this is pretty good, actually.
No,
if Listerine had an edible,
here's the deal.
This would be it.
Let me lay it out. I love Christmas. I love Peeps. I love peppermint. I don't like this.
This is
trash. I don't think I like this.
Really?
It's not good.
It tastes just like toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, toothpaste. I think, honestly, it has something to do with the fact that I just drank this beer, so I've got I feel indifferent about peppermint right now.
If I told you these
were...
Do you
want a Captain Crunchberry?
If I told you these catnip Peeps, what would you say?
You'd be all about it. We also got jelly beans, too. Don't forget. So if you need to...
Yes. Kevin, tell us about these holiday favorites, Jelly Belly.
So,
belly
they're
beans.
The Jelly Belly holiday favorites. There are 5 wonderful flavors. Eggnog,
candy cane, pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, and hot chocolate.
Wow. I'm
kind of stoked on the hot chocolate, to be honest.
I love that they are packaged separately.
Yes.
You know, I also want to throw out here there, too, that we've been munching on the Smart Food Popcorn Mary Berry Popcorn Mix, which is has crunch berries in it.
But is absolute bullshit because they made the same exact mix during the spring and summer. And it, all they did was said Mary Berry on the front and made it Christmassy.
I don't appreciate that mouth, mister.
Branding. Wait, did they take out the blue? Is that what they did? Oh, so it's just red and green crunch berries. That's what makes it the Mary Berry mix. Got it.
So
it's not the same. They just took out the blue.
You and the captain make it happen.
Okay.
So right now we're pouring a cider, which is the Winterberry Bombshell Cider.
Mm-hmm.
Salome, everybody. Salome. I'm going to wash my patties
quick. Apple Bombshell Winterberry. I'm excited for a cider right now. You know what I mean?
I think,
we've had some stronger beers. Yeah.
Titties.
Why you have so many more questions to go over, dude? I'm glad we're just laying this all out there. You know, the people need to know. People need to know. I hope Disney's listening. I hope Fox is listening. I hope they're all listening and they can just make sure that Christmas movies going forward follow this canon.
I hope Santa Claus is in Spider-Man No Way Home.
I think he will be. You know what? I think he will be.
And I hope to.
I think
Maguire's
at the moment
not.
That Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and... Hey, Kevin, do you think there's a moment where they all point to each other, like in the meme?
I hope so.
There better be.
I hope Tobey Maguire is in the movie, but not as Peter Parker. Like, imagine if he's just like a bus driver or something.
Are we taking one of each?
Yes.
All right, so let's, as we get them all, let's each try all of the five.
Wait, are we doing the cider?
Cider first. Yeah, let's.
Salome, boys.
Salome.
Cheers.
Salome.
Ting, ting, ting.
You can smack it. I can
Mrs. Claus.
Let me hook you.
Obi. This is the cider.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
You know, I got to say, I tend not to like ciders that much, but that is...
It's pleasant.
It's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's festive. It's pleasant. It's just nice. You know what I mean?
There's also... So Bombshell also does a holiday punch in a Hunter Green can, but I don't love it because it's kind of like fruit punch and cider, but this is definitely real flavorful next level.
I'd actually like to talk about fruit punch and cider, which fruit punch is a thing I never correlated with Christmas until you brought the Wassail a couple years back when we did that podcast. Then it started to click with me and like I read more about it and like punch is just a thing for Christmas.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense because Christmas, like fruit cake, it's all about like fruits and apples and oranges and all this mix. So fruit punch just makes sense. So we bought like this holiday punch from Hannaford and put a little cinnamon stick in it, put some ice, and I've been drinking that. And it just
nice. I want to throw this out there. Maybe on Saturday when we all hang out again, I do have a legitimate made from scratch fruit cake.
You've got to bring it. Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay.
You can go fuck yourself.
My coworker makes them. They're really good. I mean, they're fruit cakes. Yeah. So
just, your coworkers?
So yeah, I've been wanting an actual like fruit cake, and I've been looking for them in like different stores and stuff, but they all look awful.
Yeah.
I want an actual like fruit cake because it's just cake in like what, grapes and cherries, and like why would it not be good? You know, fruit cake always gets a bad rap, and I feel like it's not worth it, or it doesn't deserve it.
Or maybe
maybe it does. All right, let's try these. Go.
All right, let's go at the same time though. So alphabetical order. What are you going to do? Candy canes?
What color?
Oh, I just did it from left to right.
Pink?
And the way we grabbed
it. Going pink.
All right, candy canes first.
Candy cane.
Matthew, candy cane.
Let's do this rapid fire so there's no dead air.
Mm.
Candy cane. Tastes just like the other candy cane shit we've had.
Boy.
Mm.
Strong.
Very strong.
Tastes like an actual candy cane, though. It's pretty distinct. Mm-hmm. Which one's next?
Cranberry.
Red?
Red.
This guy right here. We're doing this really quick. Holy cow.
Cranberry. Love it.
Mm.
After the mint, I'm not even done with the mint.
This tastes like the cranberries you have on Thanksgiving that come out of the can. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
We're mixing seasons here.
Eggnog.
Eggnog, let's go.
Milky,
eggnog.
The kind of cum-colored one.
I love doing like the stupid fat
mine?
Laugh. You know, the
little Santa nog.
Oh.
I don't know if I really get eggnog from
it's
that, though.
Sweeter than eggnog is, I think.
Pretty.
All right, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Not Christmassy.
Uh-uh.
It's too Christmassy. Mm-hmm. Jelly Belly says
pumpkins are retired on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't know.
A little lame on the pumpkin. I feel like you can up that up.
Yeah, it is
that, that's the Thanksgiving one.
All right, and then hot chocolate last.
as you would on a, at a Christmas dinner. You know what I mean? You'd say that. Wow.
What? Yeah. Tastes more that, like pudding than hot chocolate.
Yeah,
but
that
I
just
like
tastes
it.
Like a Tootsie Roll. Mm-hmm. All right, now I don't.
I literally do not taste chocolate.
Nobody else did this, but I grabbed one of each again, so
do
I can
it
do
it. Hold on, I'm gonna do it.
Kamikaze. Or swamp water, whatever you guys call it.
Swamp water. Ready? One of each.
Yeah, fuck that. Mm. Fuck that. That was
mint,
too fast.
The mint stands out.
Yeah, it overpowers the rest.
Nice mint pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm.
It tastes like shit.
I don't mind it. Would anyone else like to sample the whole thing?
So it's two flavors that stick out. It's a minty cranberry.
All of these into a peep and eat the whole thing. And just like shove them in there. You know?
I don't want to defile the peep that way.
It's like if like, a chicken laid an egg and you just shoved it back inside. Yeah.
Which
does anybody
first?
Want another peep?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I like that their eyes are kind of googly.
All right, guys.
Oh, that's
this is more like a poop than a peep.
Let's focus.
All right.
Canada. Let's eating the milk and cookies. Actually, so before we even have to get to milk and cookies, we have to talk about just delivering the presents in general. Is he coming down every single chimney? Here's my stance. I'll start with this. I think at a time he did. At a time it was like every single house he would go through that, you know, he'd find a way. I don't know how he gets down there. We'll establish that.
Yeah.
But I think in the beginning he did it every single time. But technology has advanced so much because of the, Roswell and all the aliens and stuff. That's how technology. That's how we advanced so much in technology.
Yes, just because of that.
Yeah, the UFO, the crash, and then we spoke to the aliens. They taught us all these new things, and that's why we have cell phones. Of course, guys.
I'm an immortal spirit. Tell me all about your alien stuff.
You guys are so stupid. You gotta catch up. Okay.
Do you think Santa meets the UFOs in the air?
Yeah, exactly. Santa's definitely chilling with aliens.
You guys want anything? I got like fucking
maybe the
tons
elves,
of shit back here.
Maybe the elves are aliens.
Maybe they are. You ever hear the theory that cats are aliens?
I believe it.
That's the thing. And they're literally just here to like spy on us. They're basically video cameras and they're just like filming what we do so they can learn about us.
Man, my cats are from the special ed division.
News Junkie.
Anyways.
My video camera sometimes pukes on the floor.
That's just a DMC error or whatever the hell it is.
I think the SD card.
Yeah, I think at a time he did go down all the houses when there were fewer houses, whatever. Technology
I think
wasn't
at one time everybody had a chimney because it's how you heat your house.
Right, and I think, but as technology advanced and we got less chimneys and stuff, they had to pivot, and you know now there's just magic. Like he has magic. He can literally
he doesn't
just
need
say,
magic.
I think it's just teleportation.
He simply needs to fly over the house.
But
and like the present can just like make itself go in. But for old time's sake, just to like feel like it's Christmas, I think he goes in some houses. Like,
oh, I agree.
He wants
agree,
to see like what Rihanna's up to. So like he'll
I don't agree.
He passes over all our houses because he doesn't give a shit about us.
Wow.
But when he goes past Rihanna's house, he's just like, she hasn't released anything in a long time. Like I need to see what she's up to. So,
I just want to make sure Chris isn't home.
So in your theory,
but Chris Kringle's home.
He's cherry picking the houses he wants to get into based on the experience. So he's just like, I've always wanted to jerk off on John Travolta's bed.
Listen,
so that's
you are establishing that Santa's a pervert, which I don't think he can be, or else he wouldn't have this job.
Why is he going to Rihanna's house?
There's no interview.
She hasn't released anything in so long.
Wow, he must go to Frank Ocean's house every year.
I know, it's been 6 years.
He's just standing at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, he's just like, Frank, what the fuck?
Frankie, you haven't been a good boy this year.
I think he does Mortal Kombat style Marvel.
What?
DC Marvel.
Shang-Chi.
Oh, Marvel versus Capcom.
You know how they did the fucking circle thing and he walks through?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
So Doctor Strange is involved?
Oh, yeah.
But so, again, like, that just goes back to magic.
So he's just kind of like, all right, I'm in this house, boom. Yeah.
Now
house,
can I just throw in there also as the only...
And Rihanna's house.
The only parent in the room.
He's definitely going to Rihanna's house. Because
she's got a mad security system.
Yeah.
Now, as the only parent in the house, can I throw out there, like,
yes.
In the Murray household, we don't have a chimney. Mm-hmm. So her elf on the shelf, when he gets back from the North Pole every
What's his
year,
name?
Huh?
What's his name?
Cowboy.
Giant was already taken.
I guess. No, literally, that's what his name is. It's Cowboy. So when her elf on the shelf comes back from the North Pole, he brings with him a magic key that can unlock our door, but we can't use it because it's magic, and it has a note from Santa on it. So Santa comes through our front door with a key that he then puts back on the tree when he's done. So he comes into our house. So that's canon because
that is awesome. I've seen
it happen. I mean, that's fine. Like, he may choose your house. There may be a specific reason he wants to.
I'm sorry, Rihanna doesn't live there.
Right. I think he literally has to fly over the house, and there's like the magic. It just falls out and goes through the house and whatever. The magic falls out. It gets there. But to feel like Christmas and to just like want to do the damn thing that he does go to some houses and just like, you know, he just goes
definitely
in there.
More.
He eats the cookies, whatever.
How many shits does he take throughout the year?
Has he ever taken a shit in my toilet? No.
He broke the doorknob at my parents' house when I was a kid.
Clumsy bastard.
I know.
You know? I think the same thing with the cookies. Like, it's the magic. As he flies over the house, it takes, like, the bites out and drops the presents. And that's just a thing. Until he decides to stop at some houses. That's just the way it works.
Boy, that's awfully selective of him.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, he can't realistically do it.
Are we talking magic or not magic?
Because the thing is, like, that's so in some movies, like, he does the whole stop time thing. When, like,
all right,
he gets on the roof, it stops time and everything's frozen. And he can go down, do his thing, leave.
So now, or is he the Flash? You know what I mean? Like, he's just so fast.
So this is where we're getting into the thing here. We really need to have a discussion about this. Are we going to talk about, like, astro and or like metaphysics or just straight magic? Because I think there's some physics can be in play here too, where, you know, like the idea that like if he's closer to some sort of, like if he can establish a singularity, if he's closer to that, he can experience time at a different rate than everyone else. So this idea that he has to deliver to everyone all night long, he's obviously going in reverse order of
he's gonna deliver
like time zone. So you're saying we all exist in like normal time, but Santa Claus kind of exists under an umbrella, Ella.
After all, isn't magic just science that we don't understand?
Yes.
Kevin, right. I love this.
This
is
true. Yeah. So I think that it's more likely that he has actually found a way to harness some sort of like hyper gravity device that can actually stop or slow down the flow of time so that he can get everything done.
Yeah. I like this more. I like this more than the idea that it's just falling out and he's just whatever.
Yeah.
I think he goes into literally every house. In every single house.
Yeah. Because if everybody sees Santa.
So with that being said, he can do things faster, but no, I guess you can't really ask. I was going to say, like, realistically, how much time does that make him take in our time? Like, you know what I mean?
I mean,
if he's
realistically,
actually doing it in our time, how long does that take?
Hours.
Would it?
Well, because if you're starting on...
No. So in our time, 24 hours, yeah. Because if he goes through each time zone in reverse, he's getting
maybe for him
in
it's a
hours.
Couple hours. Who
he
knows?
He definitely stops at the M&M's house.
The like M&M Marshall Mathers.
No, the M&Ms. Like,
well, because he made
remember,
the
like,
they do exist.
He does exist. Yeah.
He does exist. Oh.
He got caught on camera.
Yeah.
So he definitely goes.
I haven't
there.
Seen that commercial yet this year.
But that's why he doesn't get caught on camera. That's why no one's ever seen him, because he can exist like on a plane that we can't access because we're traveling at this time. Because
that's the thing, like living in an age where I have security cameras at my doorbell in my living room, like I would see him.
Right. And your security cameras, they'll have a refresh rate. If he can get in between that, if he can go at a rate that's so fast it's between the refresh rate of your camera, you never catch it.
So
right,
the next question, Santa Claus exists, how come he's not delivering anything to me in a year? Like, I'm not getting a present from Santa.
You did this whole podcast with all these questions just so you could figure this out.
That's what this is all about. Santa.
But no, I think it only works to a certain age. I think, like, at a certain age, it stops happening. And also, like, I'm not writing him a letter. He needs the letter. You know what I mean?
And that's why we all assumed he was going to Rihanna's house for something different.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Maybe she wrote a letter. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I'm assuming she wrote a letter.
Okay.
We should open another beer.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, we have the Great Lakes Christmas Ale. So this is a 7.5%. I had this for the first time.
Oh.
Went and visited the in-laws a month ago.
Ale with spices and honey.
He had my father-in-law had just had a beer there recently. And they just kicked it. So they had to replace it with something, and it just happened to be this. And we were like, sure, sounds great. Send it. And it was so good.
Wow.
And I love it.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right. Isn't it delicious?
That's really good.
Just like really festive and...
I want that on tap.
I will say, I don't think it's...
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's super festive. I had it on tap.
Like, it was... And it just tasted so fresh.
I think
and,
so
like,
far, though, Trogs is...
Trogs my favorite.
That was solid. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then this.
I don't know if this is festive, but it's a very good beer.
Yeah, cider was good.
I feel like just like, I don't know, darker beers, browner beers during Christmas time. It's just what I want, you know?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the reindeer.
All right.
What are their deals? Are they eternal just like Santa? It's always been Dasher, Dancer, fucking Comet, Blitzen.
Well, you're just going to...
Blitzen?
You're just going to like go right past Prancer? He's the only one that has a movie about him.
I can't even think about the reindeers without thinking of that scene in Jingle All the Way where he's like, remember like the radio host and you need to like name the all, I'm trying to swallow. All eight reindeer in order to get the Turbo Man.
Right.
And he's running down the, like the street going, Dasher, Dancer, Comet, Blitzen, Blitzen, whatever the fuck the names are.
How do you not know all of them? You're like Mr. Christmas.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
No, you're missing Prancer. There's literally a movie called Prancer.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. I know them all.
Okay.
No Rudolph?
Not the original.
Yeah, it's strange, dude. I don't know what Rudolph's deal is. And then you have...
What do you mean you don't know what Rudolph's deal is? There's a movie about that, too.
There was a storm.
Let's talk about it. There's a fucking storm, but a red light on somebody's nose is all they need to see through it. Nobody had a flashlight. Like, I can't imagine it's brighter than that.
Have you seen Rudolph's nose?
Yeah.
In the
That's
movie?
What I thought.
Very special.
Yeah, pussy.
And it lit the fucking sky. Wow.
So we're saying that a red-nosed reindeer exists, about. And so do all the other reindeer.
No, Rudolph's bullshit, but the other ones, though.
Rudolph's a fairy tale. All the other ones exist.
Yeah, probably. Wait,
oh, wow.
The red what about, thing what about is such are we Snow Cone from Noel?
Huh?
Snow Cone from no. Noel.
I've only seen that movie once. I don't remember that.
You watched it again. It's nice. Oh, it's a nice movie.
It's nice.
Okay, so it's just the original lineup. Are they eternal also? Do they live as long as
there's got to be some kind of magic there because who also replaces, there's...
Who does Rudolph replace?
What? Nobody.
I think
there's
it's been the
reindeer.
Same one.
He's the ninth one.
And they're mortal, but he freezes them in carbonite each year.
Ooh, good
like,
call.
In between, it's like unfrozen for Christmas Eve, freezing.
Just so he doesn't have to deal with them in the every other
no,
month
but
year.
Also, it's, he doesn't have to clean up their shit, but also it's like...
Really, because what purpose do they serve any other time of the
year? Yeah, it's hard to find...
Like the noise they make.
It's hard to find flying reindeer, so he can't risk that they're going to die in the off-season.
Freezes them up.
Yeah, freeze them up.
I think it's just like a can, like he has a spray that he sprays over them.
It's probably carbonite. They probably have a thing like they had in Bespin and Cloud City where like they drop them into it and freeze them in carbonite, I'm sure. So,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm
so maybe Rudolph did exist.
Santa's like, I love you. And then Prancer's like, I
know.
So,
see you next year, buddy.
But they have, so they have to be magical as well because they have the same issue that you would have with, like, say, a superhero that can fly, which is that it defies physics because there's no propulsion. So there's nothing that can make them, like, build enough momentum to actually pull a sled. So it has to be magic.
And they have no wings.
No wings. Yeah, there's nothing to propel them.
Yeah.
So at this point, like, I mean, if there's enough magic in the world to deliver every single present in 24 hours, they're unnecessary. He doesn't need the rain. Is he doing it just out of nostalgia and that like, just makes him feel good and feel festive?
It's like when you
maybe
have
he
an,
just
in
loves
his
reindeer.
Mortal form, I think he had that. And
maybe
then,
he grew up in Alaska, did the Iditarod.
Where was Santa born?
You know, he was used to huskies.
Germany.
Oxbow, New York.
Yeah.
Behind you, I have a book on Christmas and it will actually tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Not could read that.
Yeah, that would ruin this whole
Wait,
podcast.
What do
we
feel
start
about
reading them?
But what do we feel about like other Santas, other country Santas, and like Krampus and stuff?
Oh, we got to establish Krampus canon.
I think there's just one. If he delivers every president in all of the world in one night, it's just one.
Does his
but
look
like when he goes
change?
To Mexico, he puts
it
in the shoes.
Like,
and...
We all have different like opinions on who he is, but like a lot of like. The...
So he's like a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It looks differently
he
to different
isn't
people.
Even, he's
so, like,
not Santa.
As he flies into a different country, he just...
Yeah.
Père Noël. You know I mean? And he's Sinterklaas.
Yeah, he looks however, like, they want Popo to see
Gijo.
Him.
Popo Gijo.
Popo Gijo. Yeah. Everyone's seen the Santa Claus. Yeah.
Within the last, like, 2 weeks, everybody else
oh, yeah.
Just
I watched
like,
it
okay,
just a couple days ago.
You were going
to
watch
it? I watched it with my daughter, and it was awesome because we finally got to have that conversation about custody, you know? So... The Santa Claus is great for like that type of.
Custard.
She was like, custard. Why? She just kept being like, why are his parents not together? And I'm like, well, some mommy and daddies, not yours, but some mommy and daddies, you know.
Wow, I guess I never, wow.
That works out, Kevin. If you ever do get a divorce, you can just be like, so like in the Santa Claus. Yeah. You just lead with that.
So the script writer was like, yeah, I want to make a movie, but like, you know, it's about Christmas, but the parents get divorced.
But what if there was also a divorce and a custody battle?
Yeah.
Get Judge Reinhold.
I feel like so many of those movies can just be like, the plot hole lies within just like, just show them. You know what I mean?
A lot of Christmas movies do have like a dark undertone though, too. Like well, it's one of life. It's just like, joy. It's about Christmas, but also suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you're trying to circle it back with the joy. And
talking about It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
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 Oh,
yeah.
That movie's uncomfortable for me. I do not like that movie.
That's okay.
Yeah. He's like shaking women. Yeah. No, you don't understand. Oh. Like, dude. No, thank you.
For a last around it and pull it down. Yeah.
You guys can take your shits all over my favorite movie.
No, I love that movie. I truly love
White Christmas, though. You like White Christmas?
White Christmas? No, fuck White Christmas.
White Christmas is my favorite.
Megan watched White Christmas the other day, and I watched 75% of it. I like the sentiment. I like what the movie is about. I don't like it as a Christmas movie because it's not even Christmassy until like the end.
Yeah.
The songs they sing all throughout the movie are not Christmassy until they sing White Christmas.
Can I just say,
snow.
Oh, I hate that song so much. I like the movie Holiday Inn so much more than White Christmas. And it's the movie where Bing Crosby actually sang White Christmas for the first time. Now, having said that, I wish Holiday Inn didn't have that very regrettable blackface scene too. So there's some pretty regrettable stuff in Holiday Inn, but the songs are fantastic.
When I think of Holiday Inn, I think about the first That 70s Show Christmas episode, and Kitty walks down the stairs as they're watching The Grinch, and she says, "What are you doing watching cartoons? Holiday Inn is on.
Yeah.
Where the treetops glisten." I can quote that entire episode.
Nice.
Seen it a dozen times.
How psyched are you for that 90s show? Let's not get too far here, but you're excited, so right? You're excited.
What does Santa do the rest of the year? Is he always at the North Pole, always on workshop? Is he
negotiations?
Yep.
Just make billions and billions of presents.
Hostile takeovers.
I think like it's not, I know, you know, I see when you're sleeping, I know when you're awake. I think we're establishing that that's not like, he can't just magically see us at all times. That'd be weird. But
also, where did that come from?
The song, I think.
But why?
To make kids be good year round, because Santa's watching, and if they don't be good, they don't get presents.
Yeah, but
which is
I don't
bullshit.
Know. I don't know that that's Santa's vibe. I think it's parents' vibe.
Right,
I think parents
took
advantage of it.
Santa didn't write that song. Somebody
else
did.
In the modern,
do you think Santa condones any Christmas song?
In the modern canon, the elf on the shelf is watching and then reporting back to
Santa. I also think Santa can just like tap into a security camera if he needs to.
Also, at this point, I don't think Santa's running a business. I think he's running a country.
Yeah.
Like, he is. He's at that
level. He's running
level.
The world.
Oh, filled, yeah, like he's like president of the North Pole.
And he's filled with sweatshops.
So there's so much more than just Christmas. Like, he's got to make sure that they've got enough, like, food. You know what I mean?
He's the CEO that runs out on...
Yeah, what does he eat all year?
They got to get shit flown in, right?
Fruitcake.
From where?
I mean, he's just Amazon. Right. I mean, he's just...
So they've seen Santa?
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's probably like a
nobody
good,
can see Santa.
No, there's a good
season.
Portion.
What do you think Santa's alias is?
There's a good portion of the 1% that knows Santa personally. Elon Musk, like Jeff Bezos.
I feel like Bezos definitely knows Santa.
Zucker, no, he doesn't.
Zuckerberg has the eyes of, I've seen Santa, and I don't know how to interpret what I've seen.
He doesn't know how to control him.
What is Santa's alias? Like, what's his Amazon account? It doesn't say, like, St. Nicholas. It doesn't say, you know, Chris Kringle.
Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin, no. You know, remember when there was a NASCAR driver named Dick Trickle?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Dick Trickle. Yeah.
Stupid.
Poor guy.
Maybe he uses that, you know what I mean?
Right. Probably something every year different.
Kevin, you brought this up in the group chat. What's Santa's political status?
Socialist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Democratic socialist, but yeah.
Well, he's definitely running like a little third world communist country.
But also, I mean, he just, you know, he like makes, he wants to make something for everybody.
Do you
give it away for
think
free
the elves are happy?
That's why I asked if they're union. I think only if they're union.
Hmm.
I hope they're unionized.
There's a lot of weight on his shoulders. And I think that's why I'm saying like he runs a country. It's not just like a business. You know what I mean?
Got to fly.
A fly in there?
It's fucking Santa.
Protein.
What happened?
You got to fly in his beer.
Did it come out of the beer or did it fly in the
not
second
sure.
you poured it?
No.
It could be either or.
Cool. There's no way it was in there.
We're
brewing dog here.
We're talking about the logistics of Santa Claus in this episode. I mean, anything's possible. Right?
That's true.
That's all the questions that I really had about the Santa Claus canon. Is there anything else that anybody else wants to bring up about how he goes about his business and how it all works?
He definitely wears a diaper on Christmas night.
Got
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he can just speed through time, he can just go to the bathroom in someone else's house if he needs to.
Or he could just drop them like airplanes.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Maybe.
I read a really long Twitter.
He fasts before, so he doesn't have to poop.
Twitter thread about how astronauts used to go to the bathroom in outer space, and it made me think of Santa Claus. I forgot to bring it up till just now, because they were having trouble. Like when the space race was going on, like the U.S. was so concerned with getting to space that they decided to go to space before they had figured out how they were going to go to the bathroom up there. To the point where, like, multiple astronauts shit and piss in their suit with, like, nowhere to send it. And it was just, like, in the suit, you know? And they were talking about how, like, one of the early solutions they came up with was to just have astronauts, like, wear, like, a condom that they could just piss into. But all of the male astronauts chose extra large for the size that they needed because they're guys, and that's what guys would do.
Uh-huh.
And like the condoms would slip off as soon as they did it. So anyway, I think, is Santa wearing like a colostomy bag? Probably.
But I have
like
more pee than would fill up a condom.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're going, well,
not
once. Real.
I mean, they're not like typical condoms.
They were like concerned with getting to the moon, Corey. Not as much about the piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are things Santa would have had to worry about in, like, the 15th century, you know? Yeah. Just shitting and pissing off the side of the sleigh.
Okay, so let's talk about our Christmases. That's the Santa Claus canon, guys.
Would anybody want to be Santa here?
Mm. Would I want to be Santa?
Matt might be the only one who has the work ethic for it.
That's a real compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I get frustrated too easily. I don't think I could do it.
I think... I love the idea of it because I do love Christmas, but I like, not year round. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just too big of a job. You're like, everybody knows who you are. I don't want that many eyes on me. You know what I'm saying?
But they never see you.
That's true. That's true. I live completely in private.
It's like you're the most public yet most private.
Right. Everybody
person.
Knows who you are, but nobody knows who you are. Anything about you.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're Jeff Bezos.
You are Banksy.
No,
you were talking about
Banksy.
Oh, yeah. You're Banksy. Yeah.
Or Julian Assange.
What if Banksy is Santa? And that's what he does during the... Like, has Banksy ever right. painted anything on Christmas Day?
So let's establish that real quick.
Has he? If he hasn't, then what if he just does art all throughout the year and then he delivers presents on Christmas Eve?
So I'm going to draw fucking rats on this wall real quick Banksy. And then I'm going to head back up.
Santa is Banksy. He loves art, dude. Like, you know...
What if he's been multiple different famous people over time? Because we've established he's immortal.
Yeah.
So right. he was Da Vinci, and he was Beethoven, and he was Salvador Dali, and, like, now he's Banksy, and, like...
Right. He just like, when he gets into a new hobby, he really invests
kind
himself.
Kind of mysterious figure.
During his office. I bet none of those people are ever seen on Christmas Eve or Christmas.
I like that theory a lot more than any of the other ones we've come up with. The Midnight in Paris theory.
So Santa is Banksy plus. Name of the episode?
Santa is Banksy.
Plus.
Banksy Prime.
I wish Banksy Plus was a streaming service that I could get into.
It's just visuals.
Yeah, it completely sells out. It's just a screensaver.
We are drinking BrewDog's Hoppy Christmas now.
So can I say, I think I would like this more if I wasn't drinking it with all of these other ones. Like, I have so many other things that are kind of sweet and whatever, and this is very hoppy.
Yeah.
Which makes sense based on the name. I think I would like this separately.
This is really good, though.
It's good.
It's very good.
But
it's a really good IPA.
I don't know if I'm enjoying it in the right way.
Also, our order of operations could be off.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the Santa Claus canon. I think we covered pretty much everything. If there's anything that we didn't cover, please write to us. Send an email to info@rosemary.media and let us know, and we'll cover it on the next episode.
Or you can write me a long-form letter.
Yeah, but let's get into our own
Christmas.
Mail
to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Is there anything this Christmas that you're excited about? Anything that you've got going on that's going to be different? A new tradition? Anything? Let's talk about our own before we carry on.
Zoom call. So there's that. We're in year two of that. The family. My mom has a large extended family. We used to always get together on Christmas Day and like do all that. And we're going to do a Zoom call instead this year because we still don't quite feel comfortable enough to have everyone together. And obviously, like, my mom's siblings, some of them and their spouses are, you know, not in a a place from a health perspective where they want to necessarily get together, and especially having had COVID kind of recently, and I think I'm as careful as anyone, that I think that kind of threw a wrench in the whole thing. But I like that Christmas is still the time of year when people will go that extra mile to try to get together and try to make the experience special. Also, shout out to my cousin Kelly's husband, Steve. We do a gift swap every year. Everyone draws people. Steve got me this year, and I got Steve.
In March. In
January.
January, yeah, that's right. Well, yes.
I don't know when we did it this past year, because the normal family tradition is that we do it on New Year's Day.
Right, that's what you said.
So I think it was done sometime around then, because we didn't get together for New Year's Day last year either. But anyway, Steve got me, and... or maybe Kelly did. I don't know. It said it was from Kelly and Steve. I got it in the mail yesterday. I didn't unwrap it, but it's absolutely a bottle of liquor. So I'm pretty excited
just
about
sending
that.
Sending liquor in the mail, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm sending liquor in the mail back to him. So send him. I don't know what's in his. I'm hoping it's something like kind of local. They live in Utah, so I'm hoping it's maybe something I can't get around here.
Cool.
So I got him a bottle of St. Lawrence Spirits bourbon. Nice. I'm going to send that to him. So. Yeah, I love shit like that. I love gift swaps. Like, I love creative stuff. I love what we're doing this Saturday. I know, you know, maybe you
kind of
go off on that a little
more. Megan and I like to host a Christmas party every year. Obviously, we didn't last year because of COVID, but now we're all vaccinated. We're only invited our vaccinated friends, and it just is what it is. We are doing a Santa, or Secret Santa this year, which we wanted to do for a long time. We always talked about it, but never did it. I think this is the year we put a stamp on it, and we're going to do it every year going forward. But yeah, we all got different people, and I'm really happy with the gift that I got, and I'm excited to see what everybody else gets each other. And yeah, Christmas party, we're going to do it on Saturday, and we're just going to make Tom and Jerry's and do our gift exchange, and it's going to be snowing, I think, on that day. Ooh. So I'm going to make you all go outside in our pajamas, and we're going to take a Christmas picture of everybody. Pajamas asterisks, because Kevin's not sure if he's going to commit.
Old Navy.
I just don't know.
But my Christmas this year is pretty much...
They're comfortable.
Okay.
You know, Megan's family lives in Ohio. We're obviously in New York. So we split up, like, we go Thanksgiving here one year, New Year. We stay here the other year, whatever. Last year, we didn't do either. We stayed here for all of it because of COVID. So we are going to Ohio for Christmas. So we're actually doing a pre-Christmas with my family on Sunday, where my parents and my brother and my sister-in-law. So we'll do our Christmas on Sunday. Megan and I are treating it like a Christmas too, because we're going to do our gift exchange, like, between the two of us that morning also. So Christmas party on Saturday is technically gonna be like Christmas Eve. Yeah. So that'll lead into our Christmas on Sunday. Then it's like 3 days of work, and then we'll head off to Ohio and do Christmas there.
That's excellent. That sounds amazing. I figured I would mention, as per tradition, as a 36-year-old man, I will be waking up at like 3 or 4 a.m. with my little brother on Christmas at my parents' house. And he's a 24-year-old man, so you know. But we will go at least look at the presents, and then probably wake our parents up around at 5 or 6.
Are you going to jump up on their bed and say, "It's Christmas! It's Christmas!"
Like, actually, though, yes. Yeah.
No, I love that.
We bring our stockings. So that's part of the tradition.
You have no idea how much I appreciate you and your brothers. Like, yes, we're old, but like, fuck that. We don't care. Like,
yeah, no, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm so down with just the idea of just treating Christmas like your kids forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just go for it.
Yep.
Kevin, are the presents here? Oh, that's not what that was?
No, she can't find her stuffed puppy. It's bedtime, so the presents are not here.
Backstory,
Kevin
purchased gifts for all of us. They are personalized gifts that Matt would be most excited about, but they did not arrive in time. So I think the plan is, if they arrive by Saturday when we do have our Christmas party, we'll do some sort of video of us all opening them, and then we'll post that somewhere so you guys can see.
If they're not here by Saturday, I am getting a refund, and I will just show you guys pictures of what you were going to get.
Okay.
But we'll having record said that this, too, you know. This is something I have purchased before for someone else. So
not at this table, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like I found some like company on Facebook.
Full stop. On a previous episode, you've talked about the pubes in a pillow.
No.
Okay.
Nice. Pubes in a pillow.
Did you stuff your pubes in a pillow, Kevin? And embroider our names in the outside?
I would.
And shipped it across the world?
I don't recall this at all, which makes it even that much more funny.
It was belly button lint.
Oh, belly button lint. That's
but
right.
No, I would not. I would make that. I wouldn't buy that.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
why
would
I be most excited about that?
Because he loves a good stinky pillow.
Matt really loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's like... you know, this time of year, like, people, you know, moms will be clicking links and shit on Facebook and being like, I bought a chair, and like it never shows up from China, you know? And it's not like I did that. This is like a reputable company. I've bought this item for somebody before, and it showed up in on a reasonable time? Amount of time. So the fucking supply chain. I don't know, Biden, get on it or something.
It's Santa. We established it's Santa's fault.
It's Santa's fault.
We're outsourcing so many presents these days. All right, this is last, right?
Yeah.
Okay, last beer we are trying. This is Holiday Special. This is a beer from Warped Wing, which is a brewing company in Dayton, Ohio. It's a lager brewed with honey, molasses, and spices.
Wow, that sounds really good. I bet it tastes good. I'll be disappointed.
Disappointed.
Salome.
To me, this tastes like a beer you'd get at Boots. It's just a very just like beer tasting.
This reminds me of the Christmas Ithaca Fugly sweater, where like you've described described something that should be like seasonal, but then I taste it and I'm like, it's a really good beer.
Right.
I'm not sure I'm super getting
molasses, honey, spices. Like it's just a brown, like good tasting like beer.
I don't love this one.
No?
No.
I look forward to this every year. When we go to Ohio to visit her family anytime between like October and December, this is the first thing I do is I go find this beer. They sell it in Target there. It's
Wow.
I really like it. I want to plug the Super Gnarly Christmas album from a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't listened to it yet, Kevin plays Santa Claus in the interludes.
Sure
do. Sean's got a song. Matt's got a song. Matt mastered the entire thing. I got a song with my wife on it. I got a song with Casey on it. It's a nice, fun time. If you want some Christmas tunes.
There's almost no joke songs on it this time.
So yeah, just search for either a Super Gnarly Christmas or Rosemary Media on like any Apple Music or Spotify or something. You can listen to that. But before we go, let's talk about the Christmas things you've been watching. You watching any Christmas movies, new Christmas specials? What's everybody down with right now? I'll bring up Matt some stuff I know we both watched. Robin, which is the
excellent. Everyone should watch it.
Super cute. Yes. Like just stop motion animation special that's on Netflix.
Can I watch that with my kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%, yeah, definitely. 100%. Yeah.
You should absolutely watch it with your kid.
Okay. She'll love it.
And you'll love it. She'll love it. The whole family will love
it. We'll watch
it
this weekend.
Robin's great. 8-Bit Christmas on HBO Max.
Oh, how was that? I haven't watched it yet.
Surprisingly sad. Megan cried.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, it doesn't seem like it's going to go in that direction. And it kind of comes out of nowhere slightly. Like, I didn't see the ending coming the way it did.
Like, does he have to kill his dad to get the NES?
No,
yes.
No. Nice. Yeah. But, like, I mean,
his dad is the final boss.
It's not, like, a Christmas story, but it's, like, a very enjoyable, nostalgic-feeling Christmas movie that everybody should watch once and then decide if they're going to watch it next year. Some people, it's going to hit. Well, because the thing is, like, I didn't grow up with the NES. That's before me. So, like, I don't have the same sort of nostalgia tour that other people do.
On NES?
Yeah. So, like,
But that's the true measure to me of a Christmas movie is rewatchability. If you're not willing to watch it every year, I don't know if it even qualifies as a Christmas movie.
The thing is, like, it just might be a tad bit too long. Like, it goes through too many lengths to try to get the NES, where it's like you could have cut one out and like, you know, cut the movie a little shorter, but it's still really enjoyable. And I think everybody should watch it once and then decide whether how much they love it from there.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that is I remember being 5 years old when my dad brought home an NES.
Nice.
So like that resonates with
me. The first game console I had was a Sega Genesis and then like the 32 Max that came with a Sega and then PlayStation. And I had handheld Nintendo consoles throughout that time, like the Game Boy Color and the Game Boy Pocket and all that, never had an NES or an SNES, so I don't have that same nostalgia toward it.
The first game system that I got was when I was 16. My parents got me a PS2.
PS2. Arguably the greatest console, the best-selling console of all time. Yeah.
They, you know, and my parents, I think,
what game?
Maybe
do you remember what game?
Madden.
Nice.
Some things never change, Kevin.
Things never change.
My parents probably had to
decide
between that and an Xbox. And I'm pretty sure my dad saw that Microsoft makes the Xbox and he was like, no.
Yeah, your dad's been an Apple guy for as long as I've ever known.
Yeah.
Something else I watched was
microchips in that, bro.
I watched Five Sleeps Till Christmas, which is a new Christmas special. So Jimmy Fallon wrote a book called Five Sleeps Till Christmas. It's just a children's book. But they made it into a special this year that was on NBC. And it's, again...
Is it on Peacock
also? Very nice. It might be now. But I watched it like when it premiered on cable because I was watching it then. That's how much I wanted to watch it. But like, super cute. Yeah. Really like it. Definitely think I ever should watch that. Let's talk about Home Sweet Home Alone, the new Home Alone movie on Disney+.
I have not watched that yet.
No.
Yeah, it's...
Did you say not to watch it?
I don't like it.
Okay.
Like, it was fine. I'm glad I watched it because it was Christmassy. But I didn't like the kid. like the main character in the movie, the kid, where like you're filling the shoes of, you know,
Macaulay Culkin.
Iconic, too.
That's like, I mean,
Kevin McAllister. It's just like,
but they weren't even trying to make it.
This kid kind of sucks. And the whole plot of the movie is kind of like defeated by the purpose that, like, if the two would just communicate with each other. So let me lay it out. In the beginning of the movie, they're doing like an open house and they think the kid stole like this figure that's worth like thousands and thousands of dollars, but he didn't. He didn't actually steal it. So in the main scene where like he's going into the house, they're going into the house and he's doing all the pranks to like catch them and stuff like that. They're speaking to each other. There's conversations going back and forth by like, why are you doing this? Whatever, whatever. If at any point they were just like, why did you steal the thing? And he's like, I fucking didn't. It's over. You know what I mean? They never had that discussion in all of the conversations they were having, where if they just laid that out, the whole movie would just be over. Like, oh, I didn't take it. Oh, okay. Then let's go figure out where that thing is.
Yeah.
And then they all kind of get along in the end, and it just kind of ends like happy. Like, they weren't bad people. The burglars were actually like good people that were just like
in a tight situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just really wanted that figure back because it was worth so much money, and they needed that money desperately because like their, you know, their house.
So I remember. So that, I don't know if you want to preface that with a spoiler alert or anything, but
don't care.
Yeah. You don't need to watch it. I'm not gonna watch that movie.
But so when I watched that right after, it was suggested to me to watch the original Home Alone, mm-hmm. and so I just immediately said I was gonna start doing chores or whatever. So like I just immediately put something on.
You never That's seen? So much you've better. Seen Home Alone?
Oh yeah, oh, absolutely. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. And within the first 5 minutes, I'm like, oh my god, this is already so superior. Like the soundtrack was just way better. There was the point where
that soundtrack in Home Alone, because I also watched
it's
Home
incredible.
Alone. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. And so the neighbor is out, I think, salting the sidewalk, and the older brother, Buzz, is explaining how he was a serial killer, and he puts his victims inside the giant salt thing or whatever. Yes. And, like,
dissolves
like
bodies.
That, that whole sort of, you know, it, like, it's just such a, like, way more interesting next level. Mm-hmm. And again, like, that soundtrack just hits you, like, so quickly and stuff, and you just realize what you watched was like some weird fake derivative of.
Yeah, that I feel like I'm getting from this, because now I've decided I'm not going to watch this new Home Alone movie. But the thing
not
that
even
works,
intrigued a little. Here's the deal. Have you ever seen Home Alone 3 with the other kid?
No.
That's a better movie.
Ugh. No, yeah. The thing that works in the first Home Alone movie, though, is that you could root for Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, even though like he was kind of a little bit of a shit, like, ultimately you knew he was a good kid, and you knew like he meant well, and you just wanted him to be okay. And then you ultimately could not root for the bad guys at all. Like, there's no redeeming qualities whatsoever. Even though they're kind of funny, like, they're just bad guys. Mm-hmm. And like, this idea that you're telling me that like the robbers in it, like, they need the money, and like, because their house and
they're
stuff,
good
like, don't make them have redeeming qualities, because that ruins the whole dichotomy of like the good guy, bad guy. You know, then it's not funny anymore.
They should have
it's
just
like
brought him back
life.
For the new one and called him the WAP Bandits.
Yeah, WAP Bandits.
WAP?
WAP.
Yeah, WAP Bandits.
WAP Bandits. Yeah. So yeah, that's it for Christmas, like, new things I've been watching. Nice. But other than that, it's just like, you know, Elf, Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Animated Grinch.
We had a lot of free time because my wife, daughter, and I all had COVID.
Yeah.
I guess I should, I mean, throw out there for anyone who's listening and like doesn't know us personally, like we're fine, you know.
Yeah.
I had no symptoms. My wife had a little cough. My daughter had a little cough. Like, we're fine. COVID ain't shit, man. Trump was right. No, I'm just kidding. Get
Stare
vaccinated, please.
You just had the Christmas strain. That's all.
I just had the Christmas strain. Yeah, it was so jolly. So, no, we had a lot of time. So we watched like the Santa Claus. We watched Elf. We watched Home Alone 1 and 2.
Hell yeah.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Mm, man, I want COVID.
Yeah, man.
You sat around a bunch of Christmas movies all day?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So you should have come around.
But then also, I know these aren't technically Christmas movies, but
Harry Potter,
we did watch every single Harry Potter movie in order with my five-year-old, who has seen the majority of the Harry Potter movies, like in chunks here and there. She actually sat down and watched all 8 Harry Potter movies front to back in order and loved them.
With that being said, how many of them address Christmas? I know the first 2 at least do. Because we're forgot, because of like it's been so long since I've watched them, but we are also currently rewatching them, and I know the first 2 at least address Christmas. How many more do?
There's a Christmas scene in Half-Blood Prince. No, in Order of the Phoenix. There's a Christmas scene in that.
As long as I know there's more to come.
Nothing else. Yeah, well, it's like, it's kind of a somber scene. They're like, they're at the Weasley house and Arthur has just been attacked. Like, there's a whole thing where, like, Harry has, like, connected to Voldemort and you can see when, like, the snake is attacking people. And the snake attacks Arthur Weasley. And they're at Christmas and, like, everyone's eating pie and stuff like that. And, like, Sirius Black is there. And so there's that nice Christmas scene. It's, like, the last nice moment that Harry and Sirius have together before he, spoiler alert, dies at the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was tough too to watch with a 5-year-old. Like the last like 4 or 5 Harry Potter movies, like he loses people
dark.
Close to him.
They get
like,
dark
in really a big dark. Way. It's like Cedric and then Sirius Black and then like Dobby and then Snape and stuff. Like it's just a Dumbledore in the middle, like over and over and over again. It's just like him losing
a lot of
people
white
close
people
to
in
him.
Those movies.
Yeah, a lot of white people.
A lot of white people.
Dean Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He's
Anything non-Christmas that you guys have been watching? I want to shout out Matt. I don't know if you or if you watched it yet. The South Park COVID special.
Oh hell yeah!
Okay, yo, very funny.
So good.
I very
it
much liked it.
Incredible.
They jump forward in the future. Basically, the joke is that just like this is the post COVID episode. Finally, COVID's over, and it's 30 years in the future because that's how long COVID lasts. So that I'm not going to spoil or anything, but that is it was very good. I was very happy with that. And I was a little disappointed in the last couple specials they did, but this one was actually very funny. Yeah. The next one is out in like a few days.
Yeah. What's funny about that is I wonder if like the news of Omicron or whatever, like
changed
suddenly.
Anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they made an episode like in one day with the election in the past. So yeah. Like, they can pivot. Megan and I watched The French Dispatch, which was the new Wes Anderson movie. Watched that last night. It's officially on streaming services. Or not streaming services, but you can buy it digitally for $19.99. Very good. Obviously, it's a Wes Anderson movie. It's filmed amazingly. The cinematography is great. I need to watch it multiple times to understand what's going on. But what I didn't realize was it's kind of just like a... There's not like an overarching story. It's kind of just like little stories that The French Dispatch is covering. Like, so here's a story, here's a story, here's a story, here's a story.
It's a Wes Anderson movie. You're supposed to call those vignettes.
Oh, but, sorry. But yeah, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's just very just like, obviously it's a Wes Anderson movie. It's very artsy. It's very just like, you know, I very much enjoyed it for like, when you see a scene in a Wes Anderson movie, it's like you're not watching what's going on in the scene. It's like how it's filmed and how the shot's framed. And it's just like, it's just looking at a bunch of photos almost as opposed to a movie. It's great. I very much enjoyed it.
Also, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, that's the director of the Grand Budapest Hotel. I know you've seen that.
Smash, Saturday Morning All-Star Hits.
Oh, did you start watching it?
Yes, I did.
Like I watched the first episode.
In. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first episode is a little like you have to figure things out, but like it's a show that you watch that's actually pretty meta in a sense.
To fill you guys in and the listeners, this is Kyle Mooney's new show. Kyle Mooney is on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He made a show basically that feels like you're watching cartoons on a Saturday morning where it's like they're the host, like him in another version of him, which is just like a split frame, like him as both characters that are twins, like hosting the show very like cheesy and corny, like, but then they go into like old cartoons and stuff that are made to look like 80s like style cartoons that are just like very meta, making fun of itself, and it's just like
in the Care Bears Type 1, Paul Rudd is one of the voices.
Mm-hmm.
It's just super stupid, but like very just like you could watch it on a Saturday morning and just feel so
excited. There's
like,
one about
pull yourself a bowl of cereal and watch it on a Saturday.
There's one about Randy the Dinosaur, which is actually a derivative of Denver the Last Dinosaur. He's our friend and a whole lot more.
But this one skates and shit.
Yeah. Like, well, no, yeah, but like, and he also goes to college dorms and gets
super
drunk.
Funny.
But
and then Kevin and I texted Kevin last night, told him he needed to watch this new show, American Auto, which is basically everybody that was working on Superstore. It's like they just started working on this show once Superstore ended. It's called American Auto. They basically work in like an automotive industry, and the first 2 episodes are up now. The season starts in January. It's
I
like
just
a
watched that
season
with my parents last night.
It was funny, right?
I think one of the dudes is in 30 Rock. It's Tracy.
Yeah,
Jordan's
Tracy's son.
Son. Yeah.
Son.
Yeah, yeah. Who's like, Dad, can I have that money for that Taekwondo studio?
Yeah.
Or,
on that note, we're into the last season of 30 Rock on our most
Are
recent
you really?
Watch
yeah.
through. Yeah, it's nice. It's so good.
I learned so much from that 30 Rock book.
Good.
Yeah, like no. But my really, I don't know if I mentioned this. Like really interesting stuff for how like, technically Rachel Dratch was actually supposed to be Jenna Maroney's character.
Yeah.
And it made, and as far as the writers were concerned, that made way more sense because you could see Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch being friends, old-time friends in college or whatever, but for whatever reason, there was some like person who was in charge of casting that like didn't let it happen, and so then the writers
like
were like
a Jack Donaghy type.
So then the writers were basically like, well, how can we still involve Rachel Dratch? So that's why she does like those little like cameos throughout and stuff. So
One more thing, Kevin, how good is Hawkeye?
So I've only watched the first episode.
Ooh, dude. Not only me, but everybody else on the internet is just like, is this Marvel's best show? I don't think so, because I love WandaVision so much. But this might be the second best to me. Like, the Christmas theme paired with just like how good the show is itself.
I will get back into it. I only watched the first episode, not because I disliked it, but because I watched it. Then we got COVID, and then, you know.
You got to finish it before Christmas. It's a Christmas show.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay. Anything else anybody wants to shout out they've watched or listened to or done recently?
Sean, you want to shout anything out? You haven't shouted anything out. Shout.
Shout.
Let it all
out.
Watch
Game of Thrones.
These are the things.
I'm rewatching it.
How far you were in?
I'm like season 7 now.
Okay, I was going to say, because like I saw you were watching.
I just leave it on all day.
Season 5 or something the other day.
Sean, have you watched any Christmas special movie, TV show, anything?
The Seth Rogen Santa.
Oh, Santa Inc.
Santa Inc. I told you guys to watch Santa Inc. I finished it.
Three episodes in.
Yeah,
it's
I like it.
My issue with Santa Inc.
just took over.
My issue with Santa Inc. is that it's enjoyable. Like, it's funny, and it's not like super funny.
Yeah,
right. And when I compare it to like on the heels of the newest Big Mouth season, like that is really funny. I'm like laughing alone funny.
So I loved it in the beginning, and as it went on I got less interested, but I was invested in the story, so I wanted to see how it ended. But I don't think they really stick the landing. It's very much sets itself up for a second season, so like I hope they're really hoping for that, because like they're trying to go for the whole like a woman as Santa thing, which like first of all Noelle already did Disney Plus watch
spoiler
Noelle. But they're trying to go for like the whole woman should be Santa thing, but like then it kind of falls short because like that's not how it ends up, and some things happen. I don't want to spoil it, but I just think it like they don't totally land the ending, where it gets confusing and like what the message is, like it just gets a little muddy in the ending. But you should definitely watch it. It's enjoyable, and it's a Christmas show.
It's cool.
And it's stop motion,
yeah,
and it's cool. But before we go, let's take a look at the next couple weeks or so and point out a few releases you should be anticipating by the end of 2021, because there's some bangers, guys. We got a good couple of weeks ahead of us. South Park, The Return of COVID on Paramount Plus on December 16th. December 17th, Kevin, Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Already got our tickets, motherfucker.
Let's go. Backseat so nobody can cough on us from behind.
Hell yeah.
December 21st, a new Jim Gaffigan comedy special called Comedy Monster on Netflix. On December 22nd, The Matrix Resurrections on HBO Max.
I'm going to watch that. I'm ready to get hurt again.
On December 24th, Don't Look Up, a movie I'm very excited for. Hits Netflix. It's already in theaters in like select cities, but it's going to be on Netflix on December 24th. On December 25th, in theaters, the movie I'm most anticipating this year, Licorice Pizza, which has gotten great reviews so far. I think it's one of the highest reviewed movies of the year. I cannot wait to see
it. Can you elaborate on more on this?
It's just like a indie love story between two people. Like one of the, actually the woman in the story is from Haim, the band. She's an actress.
From what?
Haim.
Exactly.
H-A-I-M. Yeah, she's one of the girls from Haim, and she's in this movie. But yeah, literally, it's got like a 90 on Metacritic right now, and everybody's all
who's
talking about how great it is.
Who's the kid in it though? He's this. It's like Philip Seymour Hoffman's son or something.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Peter.
Yeah. Can't wait
Philip
to see
Philip Seymour Hoff boy.
Yeah, can't wait to see it. Good joke. Yeah. December 29th, The Book of Boba Fett on Disney Plus.
Oh, baby, Boba Fett.
And Boba Fett's coming to Fortnite, guys. Boba Fett's coming to Fortnite. Get it. December 31st, Queer Eye, Netflix, new season, Texas, let's go.
Hell yeah.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
So much to look forward to in the next couple weeks, guys. December's going to be lit AF. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Follow us on Twitter at RSMRY Media and tweet at us any questions or comments you may have about the show. Sean, Matt, Kevin, except not Sean because he stood up to take a pee just randomly. So he's off and about. Any last words, boys?
See you next year.
I'm just going to say this, though, too.
Let's go.
Also,
let's
keep it going. Get ready, because you've got Winter Olympics in February 2022, right? Mm. You've got back-to-back Olympic years.
Mm.
And get excited about that. And also, too, like, think about how last Christmas was. I don't know. COVID cases were really high, and, like, maybe you didn't get to, like, celebrate to your fullest extent or whatever.
Right, so and now it's, like, just, the same.
This is so, but to an extent, though, like, I just want to remind you, like, this: there is literally only one 2021 Christmas. And if you felt like maybe you held back or didn't do something last year, go.
Do the same this year. Stay home, flatten the curve.
But like do something like again, like don't compound a subpar Christmas from last year. Whatever you can, even if you aren't able to see relatives or whatever, do something extra, do something more than you can and just like really YOLO live your life to the fullest. Yeah, man. And, yeah.
2022 though, I'm eyes forward. I'm having a son. In 2022,
yeah,
I'll say his name right now. If you bleep it,
go.
Can you bleep it? Do you have the ability to bleep it?
I don't trust I'm gonna remember to tomorrow when I edit this. Let's wait until we're done.
Okay,
let's wait until we're done. Sean, any Christmas / end of the year words you'd like to leave the people with?
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Just you know,
that's foreboding.
Merry Christmas, everybody. You know, just
happy holidays.
You know, happy holidays as well. Yeah. You know, I mean, as actually,
let it snow.
Let it. I wish it would. You know, we've had winds constantly. It's just been windy as fuck in 60 degrees, and I hate it. You know, I'm sure you guys noticed as you walked up to my house. Yeah, today,
let it typhoon.
I've laid dead. All my Christmas lights down because I don't want the wind to take them away.
Can I ask you?
I just want to set them up and turn them on. You
I'm
know?
Coming to your house on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
With other people.
Mm-hmm.
What temperature does it have to be for us to play badminton? Because it feels like that's a real possibility this year. Christmas badminton.
So there's no rules against temperature.
Right.
And but there's no rules against weather. It's supposed to snow on Saturday. It's supposed to have 1 to 3 inches.
There's no snow.
Yeah, but like, I think that makes it more enjoyable. You know what
so...
I mean? If you guys want to set up the badminton net, I will not stop you.
Okay.
Not even
will
for a
you
second.
Badminton with us?
I'll badminton with you.
Okay.
Oh boy. Right. Oh yeah.
As long as Kevin wears pajama pants.
Oh.
Deal.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a Merry Christmas, everybody. It's
game
gonna
on.
Be a Merry Christmas.
Game on.
We'll talk to you next year. What we can talk about in the first episode of 2022.
I hope we're all alive for that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Spider-Man.
Queer Eye. Queer Spider-Man.
Maybe we don't
queer
know what
man.
Happened. Queer Man. It's like, remember Doug? Remember Quail Man?
Yeah.
Remember Quail Man? He wore like a belt on his head?
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Fucking Doug.
Christmas. I wanted to end Christmas. It with something festive, you know? End it on a Quail Man.
Christmas.
Although, did you see the Christmas episode of Doug? You remember that episode?
I don't remember that.
Where they're playing ice hockey out in the ice, and then the rich girl, I forget her name, BB or something, she is about to fall on the ice, and Porkchop runs over and bites her by the ankle to try to pull her away from the ice, but she thinks that she's being attacked by the dog. There's a whole lawsuit, whether like because of the attack. It's a really sad Christmas episode.
That was 25 years and 400 months ago. Collection of
I have to pee so bad. We gotta stop this anyways. Christmas?
Just go, man.
Christmas.
Just go. Christmas.
Matt,
Lloyd Christmas.
Do your best Santa impression.
Ho 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 ho! Merry Christmas!